bright. Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on...
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome everyone, Blue Demon Baseball on the air, South Central Conference tussle, battle of 34, a war on 34, the Chargers and the Blue Demons about to go out of here, and what a matchup we got tonight, folks. One of the better teams in all of Southern Iowa visiting our home site here, Albia, Iowa. We get ready to open things up, and Cameron Knutz, the center fielder, will lead things off for the Chargers. Just underway here. Doubleheader tonight. Going to have you all night long, so stay right here. Keep it locked in, 96.7. Austin Summers on the mound. He's going to take the first offering of the night, bring a fastball, stays upstairs, ball one. Cameron Knutz, a senior. 404 on-base percentage, a 300 batting average. Looks out a pitch, called strike one. 1-1 the count. Strong wind coming in out of the south and out of the west, so we're going to have the ball that has the pitchers to the back. Here's a line shot between the third baseman and shortstop, gets into left field, and that'll be a leadoff single for Knutz. The Chargers, as we look at the conference lineup, it's the Chargers and the Mustangs that are going 1-2 in the conference in terms of the standings. Centerville in third, or Eddyville Blakesburg in third, Centerville in fourth, Albion fifth, and Clark of Osceola in sixth. But I'll tell you, folks, there's probably not any more of a competitive conference in the entire state than the South Central Conference. Here's a bunt attempt going foul, and that'll put the courtesy runner back at first. Let me see. I turned my head down, and now I'll make sure I had it correct. No, Knutz is going to run. He's fast. But I making sure I get everything correct here. Garrick Sinclair at the plate. The right-handed batter, the long, lanky player. This Charger team full of outstanding athletes. Coach Jake Shorty's going to put pressure on you. So the Blue Demons are going to have to be on their best tonight. They want to pick up some W's. Summers looks back the runner. He's going. Here's a steal attempt on. The throw's down to second. Gets by O'Leary into center field. And that'll move Knutz down to third base. So a stolen base by Knutz. He'll advance to a third on the throwdown. And now, way the third out of the gate, trying to get some offense going. Sinclair at the plate. Gehrig Sinclair. 1-1 count here. Here's a fastball stays outside. That's ball two. 2-1 the count. Sinclair, 4-11 on base percentage. 327 on the season is his average. RBI opportunity for him. Here comes the next offering from Summers. Low and away. That'll keep or move the count. Check that. The 3-1. Hitter's pitch right here. Austin looks back the runner at first, or third. Here comes the fastball in the dirt. That's going to be a walk for Sinclair. Now runners at the corners, and that'll bring up Austin Peterson. Austin, leading hitter on this team average-wise, 426 on the season. He's got seven doubles, a triple, 18 RBIs. Runners at the corners. Left-handed batter stands in. Summers looks over at first, checks the runner back at first. He'll bring his first offering to Peterson. It's a fastball that's fouled up and out of play. This will hook off and go into the parking lot. Boy, what a beautiful, beautiful night we've got for baseball. It's going to be a hot one later this week. A hot one in terms of action and also in terms of temperature. Thursday night's going to be a big night as the Blue Demons will celebrate 50 years of Albia baseball. 1962 team, some of their members will make it back on Thursday night. They'll be recognized as the first team. 50 years of Albia baseball. Six coaches along that 50 years. 37 of those 50 belong to just two. Here's a fastball, hangs outside. That'll be a ball. 1-2 the count here. Runners on the corner. We got a ball that comes back in. And Coach grabs it. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Runner's going. This one over the head of the runner. Throw down to second is not there. And then O'Leary stood in, took the throw down, and a pickoff move, tried to get the runner in third off. Christian Summers had to get down and get dirty. That's why you wear the uniform. That's what mom's got tied for. Get down, get you some dirt. You go home at night, you know you were in the game. Runners at second and third. 2-2 count here to Peterson, leading hitter on this team. 426 batting average. Takes a ground ball to second base, wide to second. That's going to get into right field. That's one run across. The throw to the plate's going to be cut off by Gravert. Throw down to second, and it's not in time. And that will be a two RBI single for Austin Peterson. That scores Cameron Knutz and Gehrig Sinclair. Peterson advances a second on the throw to the plate. And now two runs across here. Right out of the gate, the Chargers getting some offense going, and they've got a 2-0 lead here, top of the first inning. First game of our doubleheader tonight. Call your friends, tell your family. They can join us on the web as well. Go to www.kiicradio.com. You got family living outside the listening area, which goes all the way north of 80, all the way into southern to the Missouri border, and then some. So a nice big footprint, but here's a ground ball hit wide of short, and that's going to get into left field, another single. This time the runner will hold at third. So Boffman with a single, and now runners at first and third. Austin Berlin will come in. Chargers off to a big start here. Two runs across, nobody out. Austin Summers at the plate or at the on the mound for the Blue Demons. You can hear the wind whipping through the old microphone. Wind coming in, it looks like it's kind of a tricky wind tonight. Started as if it was in the south and west. Now it's kind of blowing from the south and east. So maybe more of a blowing out towards that right field fence. Rare in the middle of summer, you're going to get a wind-aided hit on this ball diamond as it faces the south and west. Zach sneaking in my ear telling me the wind's out of the southeast at 14. And you know he's right. As long as he's running the board, he's going to be right. Here comes the first offering upstairs, and that's going to hang up there for a ball. Austin Berlin at the plate. Runners at first and third. Nobody out, just underway here. We're going to have a doubleheader for you tonight, folks. Again, you can check us out on the web at www.kiicradio.com. Here's a fastball. This one stays upstairs. That'll move the count to 2-1 on Berlin. Austin Berlin, the batter, 369 batting average. Good hitting ball club. And they're going to make you work. They'll run, they'll bunt. They're aggressive. Here comes the next offering. This one downstairs and in the dirt. Now they count 3-1. Two runs across. Runners at the corner. 3-1 pitch. Look for the runner to go here. Boffman gets a lead at first. Austin Summers on the mound. Senior looks back the runner at third. Holds him close. Brings the offering. Here's a swing and a miss. Swung through that one. A little bit of a change up there. That'll move the count to full. Nobody out, two runs across, top of the first inning. Again, if you got a smartphone, Apple or an iPad, you can go to the App Store and download a absolutely free KIIC app. Here's the runners going, foul ball up and out of play. But that app is the new app that we've got for the station is absolutely fantastic. Easy to use. You push the button and you're right on the air streaming. It's instantaneous. Matter of fact, I just pushed it up on my iPhone. I go to my Droid, and you can download the Droid app store as well. Same app. It's highly usable. Here's the ground ball to second base. Over to second for one, to first for two. That's a double play. A 4-6-3 double play. Boy, Albie needed that one, but nonetheless, that's going to score Austin Peterson. 4-6-3 double play for the Blue Demons. Two away. The Chargers now have three runs across, and that'll bring up Alex Wright. Wright, the catcher for the Chargers. Junior, 333. Boy, look at this upper half of this lineup. It is full of hitters. Here's a ground ball. Slow roller picked up in the gap by Gray. Long throw to first. Got him. What a play by the shortstop, Ethan Gray. Long range, reached out, grabbed that ball, and then had to make a difficult throw from deep inside the hole. And that will go for a 6-3 put out number three. But the Chargers, they flex their muscles right out of the gate. They got three runs across. We'll go to the bottom half of the first. You're listening to South Central Conference and Blue Demon Baseball on your sports leader, KIIC.
Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot in two colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great breaking news clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Big top of the first for the Chargers. They got three runs across. Blue Demons looking to come to the plate for the first time tonight in this doubleheader. Chargers, Blue Demons. All here for you on the sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIIC, and High Fidelity, broadcasting all over Southern Iowa and, of course, all over the web at www.kiicradio.com. And, folks, I've mentioned that free app that I've talked about, the Droid and Apple Store. Absolutely free. You can get it for your iPad or your Droid tablet. I said it's really easy to use. The Chargers, they come in. This is a really good baseball team, folks. Take a look at their team stats. But this Charger team averaging 308 is a batting average as a team. That's doing something. 17-8 are the Chargers. Four of those losses belong to one team, the Mustangs from Davis County. Davis County got a loss, and was that disappointing or what? If anyone was going to beat the Mustangs, I was hoping it was a Chargers, a Blue Demons, or a big red team. Here's this foul off Hunter Hastings at the plate for the Blue Demons. Mark Schroeder, the pitcher for the Chargers. Tall, right-handed hurler. Gets on the rubber, looks back in. But the Mustangs did suffer a defeat in the Big Red Tournament down in Centerville over the weekend. Game I got to witness the final out of the game. Congratulations to the Davis County Mustangs. What an accomplishment. I think that was 54 straight, if I'm not mistaken. And I probably am. Here's a pitch, and Hunter Hastings puts that right up on the number one on the back of his jersey, and that'll allow him to reach base by a hit pitch. and bring up the shortstop, Ethan Gray. Boy, if you just missed that, folks, you just missed one of the best plays that you're going to see defensively by Ethan Gray. Went way into the hole right behind the third baseman, almost to the grass. Stabbed it with the backhand, then made a long throw over the first base and got the runner for the third out of the inning. Gray stands in, Ethan on the season as a hitter. There's a ball, but let's get to Ethan's batting average. I know I printed it. Tonight I did bring my printouts. I didn't leave them sitting on my desk. But as usual, I'm a little struggle a little bit to get myself organized here. Hey, there we go. That's not the one I'm looking for. All right. Well, guess what, folks? I'm making stuff up once again. Here's a ground ball. Gray wide of the shortstop into center field. And that'll be a single for Ethan. So back-to-back runners reach for the Blue Demons. And that'll bring up the catcher, Gabe Gravert. Gabe bats left-handed. Throws right along with Ethan. And Vic Sanders, left-handed batters in this lineup, bat left-handed, but they throw right-handed. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Gravert shows bunt. Lays off the pitch. Down low. Ball one. Hastings down second. Gray over first. Now I'll be trailing by three here. Just underway, folks. So a lot of baseball left in this contest and all night long. We got a double hitter for you. Chargers come to town. War on 34. Schroeder looks back at Hastings, brings the next offering. Here's a drive into center field. Well hit ball, deep back goes the center fielder. He's going to make the catch, and he'll get that ball in a hurry. And that gets by the third baseman and by the pitcher. The throw to third base just nearly got there. Slid underneath that. That is a sacrifice fly, advancing the runners. Advance the runners down to second and third. Sacrifice fly by Gravert. One away. And that'll bring up Austin Lewis. Runners at first or second and third. Blue Demons trying to get back some of those three runs they gave up in the first inning. The top of the first. We're in the bottom half here, just underway here. Lewis at the plate, looks at the pitch, down in the dirt. He's by the catcher. Gibbs in front of him. That moves the count now to 1-0. Take a look defensively. Mark Schroeder, he's on the mound. Alex Wright behind the plate over at first base. Tyler Folkerts. And here's a shot in the center field. Another line drive. Pop fly to the center fielder. Here comes a throw to the plate. A beautiful throw on time. The runner scores. And they'll try to throw down the third base. They concede the runner here at home. That'll be an RBI sacrifice fly. Gray goes down the third. Bang, bang, plays a strong throw from the center fielder. Cameron Knutz came up throwing, and it was on a line. Might have had him. The catcher had laid down the tag. He may have had the out at home. It was very, very close, but the catcher right made a good decision. He tried to go down the third base and nearly got the runner at third, but nonetheless a sacrifice fly. A couple of back sacrifice flies by the Blue Demons. Billy Bob Anderson going to join me up here in the broadcast booth tonight. He'll get his headset on. We'll get him all set up and strapped in and ready to go. Here's a shot into right field. Got underneath it. Got it up in the air. And that will be the third out of the inning. Austin Luce flies out. The Blue Demons do get one run across after back-to-back runners reach to open up this bottom half of the first inning. I'll be a leaver runner stranded. We'll go to the top of the second. The Blue Demons trailing by 2-3-1 your score when we come back. Back to Blue Demon and South Central Conference Baseball. Don't go anywhere.
This is Mike Gray with Albee Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albee Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albee Motor Company, right here in Albee, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Through one bottom, or the top of the second we go. Tyler Folkers lead things off. The first baseman, Tal Lenke, long first baseman. Multi-purpose athlete stands at the plate, looking at the first offering from Austin Summers, gets the start on the mound. Here's a pitch that reaches the outside corner, strike one. Billy, you know, you look at this conference, and that piece of paper I just printed out for you doesn't mean anything, buddy. That was a printout of the whole team's. But Bill Anderson joining.
Quickly 0-2 on the leadoff batter.
These are two teams that get to see a lot of each other over the years. Tyler Folkert's at the plate, 0-2 count here. Summers brings the next offering, a shot into center field. Hastings coming in, making a rush, and dives out there, reaches out, can't get it, got a glove on it. And that'll drop in there for a single for Folkerts.
As usual, Hunter Hastings giving 110% there. Frustrated, didn't come up with the catch, but absolutely great effort by on his part.
And just talking in the beginning of the show, you know, how balanced, how good this conference is. You know, you look at the Chargers, and you know, their only losses in conference play come to I guess they picked up one last night to split one with the Rockets.
First pitch here to. Second batter of the inning. Ooh. Austin Lewis snags that ball out of Gabe Gravert's hand.
Mark Schroeder, the pitcher at the plate.
It's a nice evening. That ball that Folkers hit kind of got held up in the wind there just a little bit, I think. Let it drop in front of Hunter.
Here comes the next offering. This one reaches that outside corner. Strike one.
It looks like umpire behind the plate there is giving us the outside corner. Yep. I've only been here for five pitches, and three of them been on the outside corner strikes. Austin will live there. He's a smart pitcher.
1-1 count here. Austin Summers sidearms. The runner's going. It's ground ball towards the middle, and that one gets into center field. Hastings will come up with it, and the runner's going. Hastings is going to have to make a throw to the plate, and that's going to score. Folkers heads up race running by the Chargers, and that's part of their mantra. They will put the pressure on you.
Yeah, Hunter was worried about getting the ball into third, and he didn't pick it up clean with his bare hand there. Probably should have just conceded the guy to third and got it to second there. Took his time. And probably an ill-advised throw to the plate there. Could have kept the guy at second or at first for a double play.
Well, that's one of those things that kids, you know, you got to learn. Yep. You know, and you know, these players are learning. And
absolutely.
But, yeah, you know, keeping that runner at first rather than throwing it, making the long throw home, it keeps that force on.
I think the umpires were there just conferencing about maybe if there was an interference on the runner on the Austin O'Leary was trying to make the play there at second. And I thought Austin should have just stepped up in the grass there and made that play, kind of sit back and let the runner kind of dictate what happened.
Yeah, the runner avoided the contact, but it certainly got in the way.
Just a very good bunt.
Play it first, and this one is in time. Boy, that was a nice scoop there by Austin Luce, but a nice bunt there by Token Hall, the advancing their runner down to third.
Yeah, sacrifice bunt there. And that just leads, plays right into what you just said about Sheridan being aggressive and moving that runner up. Now they got a guy at third with one out and a sacrifice fly or something hard up the middle here is going to get him in. So they're playing efficient baseball right now.
And that's, you know, that's just their style of play. They really try to make the most of everything. They're aggressive. And when you're aggressive, you make mistakes, and you're going to see sometimes where maybe they get themselves in a, you know, a put-out situation. But
sure. I mean, you got to get a couple guys out, but you're going to score a couple extra being aggressive like that also.
Here's a curveball. This one stays upstairs, hangs in there, ball one. Cameron Knuth's at the plate. Knuth's last time led things off with a single, eventually scored a run. The Chargers out in front here, 4-1, one away.
Cameron's a very smart ball player. I've been seeing a lot of him over the years.
Here's a pitch. This one stays upstairs as well. 2-1 the count. One away, 4-1 Sheraton. Chargers got three in the first. They've got one across here with a runner third. in the top of the second.
We got our infield playing back here. Must be
kind of conceding the run here.
Yeah, or they're just expecting something hard hit by leadoff batter for the Chargers. Cameron Canoost.
You hear that wind come across our mics. It's a strong wind tonight. Out of the south and east.
Blowing foul pole to foul pole, left to right.
Here's a shot in the right field. It's a well-hit ball cooking to the corner, and that one is going to stay fair. And it gets underneath the fence. That'll be a ground rule double for Cameron Canutz. He took the cover off the ball that time.
He went right with that pitch, and the wind aided that ball into the corner. I think it was fair by about a foot, Jason. Ball bounced over the fence or under it. One of the other Griffin Rosing does his job, throws his arms up right away.
Nice hit by Canutz. He's two for two tonight.
Griffin was right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a spot where not many times you're going to catch that ball at 1 foot inside the line and probably, I don't know, 10, 15 feet from the fence.
Yeah, that's not a very catchable ball there.
Pretty good placement.
Yeah. Went line shot, too. He really got into it. Not much room for you to make adjustments and get underneath it.
Right. Austin put that fastball in the outside corner there, and he just drove it.
Austin Peterson at the plate. He singled his first time up. Here's a pitch down the dirt, ball two.
Nice dig by Mr. Graber behind the plate there.
He's done a good job of keeping the ball in front of him all season long. He's going to be tested back there tonight. There's no doubt that you've seen already a couple three stolen base attempts. Here's a fastball. This one misses on the inside. That's ball three.
I wouldn't put nothing down the middle right here. He got first base open. Yeah. Set up a double play here. Meet of the orders up here.
Jordan Boffman's on deck. It's Austin Peterson at the plate. And Peterson, I think, 426 batting average on the year. Here's a called strike. Took all the way.
426 is right on the money, Jason. You got photographic memory there.
That's debatable. You notice I don't have Albie's batting average.
Well.
Yeah. Talk about that memory. I left it sitting at the desk. Here's a pitch that misses on the inside. That'll be a base on balls for Sinclair. That'll bring up Austin Peterson.
Okay.
That's a check. I'm sorry. That's it. I've got it right here. I just did get my. There we go. Austin Peterson out to play. We had this.
He's still batting 426.
Yeah, he's hasn't changed any. Sinclair picks up the walk. Right fielder at first.
One out here.
Cameron Canute's down second. RBI double for him. 5-1. Sheraton. Here's a throw down the second, and that'll allow the runner to get back. Just about got it.
I think Gabe, if he had unloaded that right away, kind of hesitated. Didn't know if Ethan was going to be there.
Just
one out
trust.
Here, top of second.
Left-handed batter is Austin Peterson. Summers looks back the runner, brings a pitch down the dirt, and this one is going to allow the runner to advance to third. He had a nice big jump there.
Yeah, he stole that one on the pitcher. And Gabe grabbed it right there, dug the ball out, and knew that he wouldn't get the guy at third. Instantly looked at the trail runner, and he wasn't moving. That's something we talked about this spring.
Yep.
A lot of times you get a double steal. The guy on first is dogging it a little bit because he thinks the play's always going to go to third. Shows right there Gabe learns from that. So that's good.
1-1 count here, one away. Runners at the corners. Here's the runner going. Throw down to third. Puts the runner back in there, so it'll be a defensive indifference there for Sinclair. Peterson at the plate. Peterson had a single his first time up, scored. Runners at second and third. More scoring opportunities here for the Chargers. They've got already got two runs across here in the top of the second. They've got five on the board.
And they continue to be aggressive, just like you talked. They've got second and third here with probably their number one hitter here. I mean, a lot of guys batting 300 for him, but he's up there 426, just a junior. Got 29 hits, Jason, in 26 games.
You see that with his swing, he's compact, and he looks at ball four. So that's another walk here. Back-to-back walks. Runners at second. The bases are loaded. Come on, Summers, catch up. And that'll bring up shortstop Jordan Boffman. Boffman had a single, and we're going to have a conference by Coach Cagle. Boy, you know, the Chargers, you knew you're going to get some offense out of them. But they came out, they were really hitting the ball well. And Austin's been really a strong pitcher all year.
Yes. Seems like maybe he's lacking a little bit of control tonight. And that happens.
Yep.
You know, you can't be on your A game every game. Although we'd like it to be that way.
Yeah,
but it just doesn't happen that way every day. yeah, definitely. You were talking about Sheridan scoring some runs. We went there for senior Babe Ruth. You were there on a cold, miserable day. In fact, it was the day of the Easter egg, huh?
That's what it was.
And we both teams scored, what was about 10 runs each. It was really close games. In fact, I think we ended up scoring 4 or 5 in the last inning of one game to win it. It's like 11-10 or something.
Yeah, but, just to...
So that gives us some confidence here, even though we're down early, that we can maybe get to their pitching a little bit and have ourselves a little fun on the base paths.
Well, we had a little fun going there in the bottom half of the first, left a runner stranded, but it wasn't a lack of us hitting the ball. They had to make plays. Here's a shot up the middle. That's going to score one run. That kind of hooks away and gets to the gap there in right center field. Another runner across. The throw comes in. It gets by the that's going to allow their runner to go down to the second. A two-run double or two-run single for Jordan Boppman, and he'll advance down to second on the throw-in. Two runs across. Runners now at second and third.
Heads up base running right there. That ball actually kind of skipped through about three of our defenders as Hunter threw it in and got over the first cutoff and skipped past the second cutoff. Gabe Gravert actually would have fielded it about two-thirds away to third base there. Yeah, I was looking for the runner to kind of get a little greedy there, but good coaching by the Sheridan Chargers, not getting greedy there. They still got second and third now. It was still one out.
Yeah.
Who's batting here?
Who we got now batting? We're right here to Austin Berlin, the third baseman. He went 4-6-3 in the double play, a big double play in that first inning that really got Albie out of the trouble it was in.
I was listening to that on the way out here.
That was a great play.
Great call, too, by you.
Hey.
He's batting 369, second on the team. Oh, nice pitch there.
Well, this team just as a team, I think they're batting 308. You have a team batting over 300. You know, you're that. Not only do you get to become aggressive and put the pressure on the defense with your base running, but when you're putting the ball in play, here's a pop fly in the shallow left field. Sanders could not see it, could not see the ball. This one's going to land right in front of Vic, and the throw home. It's going to score. Oh, got the runner at home. Boy, Gravert got the hop. Quickly brought the glove back. I didn't think he was going to get him and tag the back of the shirt of the second runner. Boy, I'll tell you what, Bill, that was a quick reflexes there by Gabe Gravert. No chance in the world to get him.
I'm not even sure that Gabe knew he nicked his elbow. I think he nicked his elbow. Yep. I'm not sure Gabe even knew. I think he was even kind of surprised because he looked right back out the runner.
Coach Schroeder wants to get a conference on that. And
not sure what happened with Vic out there. I mean, it looked like he was camped underneath of it.
Just did not act like he's seen it at all.
I was anticipating a catch and a nice throw by the sophomore, and very, very surprising.
And Vic's high-quality athlete, so he just flat-out couldn't see it.
Right, and, you know, a lot of times maybe throw your arms up. Confirmation on that batting average there for the Sheridan Chargers coming in from our studio, 308 on the season. But, you know, maybe if you throw your arms up there, Ethan Gray maybe can.
Right.
I don't know if he got to it, but he could have ran out there, you know, a little bit. Oh, there's another hard hit ball between short and third. Victor Sanders up on it. Throw's coming into home. It's cut off and held.
Good decision that time not to throw that away. You do not want to keep the runner advancing down to second, take the force off. But, man, I'll tell you what.
They're hitting
the Chargers are hitting the ball.
Absolutely. I don't know how many hits.
One, two,
six hits
three,
since I've been here. So
four, five. Five hits, and I think will be it for Austin Summers.
Looks like we'll get Mr. Osing in, coming in from right field. Probably just be a straight position switch here, nothing off the bench, as Coach Kegel goes out to talk to Austin. And
nothing, you know, there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, sends him on his way, and Austin knows that.
Yeah, he's been there. You know, you've been through it enough. You got to say, okay, well, this round wasn't mine.
Oh, looks like we might be going to Christian Summers instead. Maybe Griffin's going to go play some third base.
Well.
Yeah, that's all right. Summers here. How's his arm feel? I know it was a little tender last week.
He's really been bothering him. Since wrestling season, he injured his arm, and after the season was over, they were still working with the team. And when they went to the state tournament, and his season was over, and crazy practice injury, and really hurt his shoulder, struggled with it. Didn't know if he was going to be able to throw the ball during senior Babe Ruth.
Right, and I know we took it real easy on him, and Travis Patton, my excellent pitching coach, he took good care of him, and I knew he was feeling better towards the end of my season. I haven't been around a whole lot.
Well, he was feeling better, but now he re-injured it, and so he's kind of struggling a little bit, but But he must be feeling good because the coach does always a great job. So I really respect the coaches, and you know, they always confer and give them, you know, want to find out. And,
yep.
And they told Christian, just be honest, you know, because – you know,
he's got to live with that
yeah.
the rest of his life.
And he wants to, like every kid, they want to pitch, they want to play, and they don't want to tell the coach no. And
sure.
And so, and the coaches want them to say yes, but they don't want them to say yes to hurt their arm. So, we're going to have a pitching change. Let's take a quick timeout, come right back as we come back after the pitching changes. Albia finds itself in the hole, 8-1, top of the second inning. Don't go anywhere more. South Central Conference and Blue Demon Baseball after this timeout.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Albia and Atumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Tyler Folkers, who led this inning off, is at the plate again.
Yeah, we got two outs, though.
You bat twice in one inning, you're getting something done.
Did he make an out the first time?
Nope, he led it off with a single. Running first
that's right.
Alex Wright. He's got a...
That was a little bloop single.
Yes, it was.
The rest
was.
Of them been line drives. Christian Summers comes set. Here's the pitch.
That one stays outside. Ball one.
8-1, top of second. Two outs. 1-0 the count, Folkers. Christian Summers on the mound for his cousin, Austin. Griffin noticing moves to third. Austin goes to right field. Runner on first here. Here's the pitch.
So you have pop fly, and that's going to hook and go out of play. That'll move the count to 1-1, two away.
Heads up on the tennis court.
You just at this point, Bill. You know, you coach. This is not a point where you want to start getting all shook up. You know, you got your work cut out for you, but you don't all need it all in one inning. You don't need to, you know, strike out the sides every time. You just got to get a little piece, you know, a little piece here and there.
Yeah, it's not girls softball. We don't have to strike all the batters out.
Here comes a curveball fouled off by Folkerts.
As we know, a lot of times in the high school varsity girls softball, you know, the pitching's so dominant, there's a lot of strikeouts in that. But here, I think, just pitch the contact, try to get out of this.
Yep.
See if you can come in and make some noise. Maybe not. Maybe unload some players off your bench and get the, you know, a couple sophomores in there and give them an opportunity to make some noise, you know?
Yep, get some learning experiences for the guys. 1-1 pitch. Runner's going. Here's a curveball. Stays upstairs. Graver throws down to second, and that's going to be a stolen base for Alex Wright. You're listening to 96.7 KIIC, Albia, Iowa. Glad to have you along tonight. It's a beautiful sun-drenched, windy evening, but absolutely beautiful summer night for baseball. All summer nights are beautiful for baseball.
2-1 the count here on Folkers. Summers comes with a pitch. Another foul back out of play. And we don't want to forget to mention that Thunder Country is Southern Iowa's sports leader.
Hey, I appreciate helping remind me, Bill.
2-2-2 here. We got a little hat trick going in the dugout maybe or something crazy. Rubbing the bill.
Summers looks back the runner at second. Five runs across here at the top of the second. Here's a pop fly hit shallow left field. This shortstop out gets underneath it, and that will be the third out of the inning. So,
nice little breaking ball there. Got him off balance and got the out. Summers comes in and does the job. Sometimes just a new look takes
just
care of it.
Just a new look, and that will move us to the bottom half of the second. We go. The Blue Demons find themselves in a little bit of a hole. We're going to see if we'll come back to the store when we come back. Back to the South Central Conference. Battle on 34. The Blue Demons, Chargers, don't go anywhere.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939. Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs. Whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond, Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
The Chargers got the scoreboard wrong, but we're going to get that thing worked out. Todd Fulkers, Mr. Millie's coming here. They're just harassing us, telling us, hey, you know, scoreboard's wrong. They got to get another run in there and rub it in. Darn Charger fans anyway. Thanks, buddy. 9-1. Austin Summers will lead things off for the Blue Demons. Here's the ground ball hit wide of third, and Coach Cagle over there. He's got some big old paws on him. He'll pick that up.
A bare hand there, a little bare hand action. Austin Summers getting a little anxious there, out in front of the pitch quite a bit there. 0-1, Austin. Of course, he's a senior. Winding up his high school career here in the next couple weeks. There's a shot to center.
Got
back on the
it.
Ball. He's I think he's got
Knuts
it.
Knuts right there and makes the play. Boy, Knuts is such a sure-footed center fielder.
Sure is.
That'll bring up Christian Summers.
Right off the bat, he just rose and read the ball and a couple steps back, and he had it.
Austin got a big old piece of it, but got his weight out front and didn't get as much underneath as he
looked like. Yeah, it looked like his back foot slid on him. He kind of didn't get his front leg back solid to hit against.
Here's a ground ball hit towards first. Fulkerts grabs it up, and he'll step on the bag for the second out of the inning.
Three pitches, two outs. We got to see some pitches, don't we?
Yeah.
Their bats are still... Don't want to be able to touch them if we get back in there too, because they're still hot.
Sheesh. 4-3 put out, two away here, bottom of the second inning. 9-1 Chargers. Vic Sanders, left fielder, stands in.
Sophomore.
A nice core of returners to next season's team. A lot of good athletes coming their way up the ladder.
Good eye there by Vic. Took the outside fastball. That's a pitch he likes to hit.
Yeah, he'll take that the other way.
Be nice to see him drive one that way right now.
Here's a pitch. This one stays outside as well. 2-0 with a count here. Now two gone.
Right here, you're sitting for a fastball.
Yep.
Look for your pitch here. Something you can drive here. Don't swing at nothing that you'd have to chase. Something you can drive. Otherwise, take it.
2-0 pitch. This one stays outside as well. 3-0 here on Vic Sanders.
Should be automatic here on a take. Yep. We're down 8 runs.
Mark Schroeder, the pitcher on the mound for the Chargers. Righty looks in. He's got a 3-0 delivery coming in here. It's a fastball right down the heart of the plate. Strike one. 3-1 here. Two away. Bottom of the second inning. The Chargers. Two big innings. Got three across in the first, six across in the bottom of the or top of the second. And now he's in a hole here. Here's a foul ball, and that moves the count to full. See, you brought in the Albia newspaper. Have to check out what's going on. Big celebration going to come out here on Thursday night. The celebration of 50 years of Albia Blue Demon Baseball, the 1962 team. Coach Bill Saylor will be here to join the conversation. There's a call, strike three. Vic Sanders looked at call, strike three. Three balls and then three straight strikes, and Albia will go down 1-2-3 into the top of the third we go. Chargers with the commanding 9-1 lead. But folks, lots of baseball ahead of us tonight. This just first game of our doubleheader when we come back. Back to Blue Demon Baseball.
This is Elizabeth Walker with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. It's time to think about making your home or business ready for summer. Did you know the Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative's website offers energy-saving tips and information? Find out how small changes can make a big difference when you take the Energy Savings Home Tour. Find us on the web at cvrec.com. Once you are there, click on Services to find a great list of energy efficiency resources. Do your wallet a favor this winter by checking it out. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
When you hot, you hot.
Your back sticking to your seat? The sweat beating up on your forehead? If this is you, don't let it get you all hot under the collar. Take your car to Dewey Motor Company for an AC tune-up. Let the GM-certified technicians at Dewey Motor Company get you back on the cool side of life. Give Mike a call at 641-932-7500 to schedule your car for an appointment. That's Dewey Motor Company in Albia. When you're not, you're not.
Nine to one. Chargers with a lead here to begin this third inning. Schroeder leaped things out. The pitcher, he had a single in the second, scored, and one of those six big runs for the Chargers in that second inning. They've got two big innings. 9-1, and we got some changes in the lineup. And I think Drew Schofield will enter the contest, playing left field. He'll replace Vic Sanders. Here comes the call strike. Strike one.
Looks like Victor Sanders is going out to play some catch with Ambrose. I don't know if Ambrose is going to come in and play some defense, or maybe Vic will re-enter a pitch.
Here's the well, that would be interesting because he'd have to go back in the same spot.
Yeah, that wouldn't work very good, but you think he'd be out on the mound. I bet Ambrose is going to come in and play some second base or some outfield.
1-1 count here. Mark Schroeder to play. Christian Summers on the mound. Here brings a curveball. This one just misses upstairs. Ball two. Christian's leaving just a little high. He's like,
that'd be a tough one to take right there.
Be a fat little pitch to try to hit.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice one. 2-1 count here. Here's a fastball. This one tails outside, and that'll move the count to 3-1. Don't want to give up a leadoff walk. They're never good for defense.
Christian's doing a good job of keeping their eye level changing and the inside outside. Just missing the plate just a little bit, Jason. I like him moving the ball like that, though.
Here's a curveball. This one stays upstairs, and that's ball one. And that's something that, a casual fan of the game doesn't catch. You know, you sit and watch a batter, and you'll see the pitcher change elevations, the pitch, not just where it's at on the plate, but the elevation, the release points, how those change. Those all have factors. And pitchers who are able to be diversified in the way they release and control the elevation along with the placement on the plate, those are rare pitchers. Jake, that's where Stalls are last year. That's where really Jake was just so good.
And you know, there's a, as we get set here, Christian Summers steps off. Top 3-9-1, no outs. The pitcher, Schroeder, drew a walk. Courtesy runner on first for him.
Token Hall at the plate, designated hitter tonight for the charge in this first game of our doubleheader. Nobody out, just underway, top of the third inning. Here's a curveball. Hit and going foul to the Abbey dugout. Now go in there and wake Coach Gravert up over there. He'll have to.
Went 5-0 on him. You know, I was going to say there, you're talking about the release points and the different deliveries, the way the kids do it. There's a fine line between a kid knowing how to do that and a kid that's not experienced enough and is doing it by mistake.
Right.
And at this age, it's hard for them to understand until they maybe see themselves on video or watch somebody else.
Yep.
And really concentrate on it. I mean, it's not something that you just pick up just by watch. You know, as you said, as a casual fan.
No.
As if there's a strike, another strike there. To the DH for Sheridan. It's 0-2, runner on first. It's going to turn out to be a beautiful evening.
I'll tell you what, the sun goes down, the wind will kind of go down with it. 0-2 pitch here. Summers looks back, the runner at first. In the stretch, brings the 0-2 offering. It's a fastball. This one right back up the middle, and that right over the top of Christian. And that'll be a single.
He just dang near snared that one, Jason. Just a tick late. And he was down in Bloomfield last night for the girls little league opening of district.
How did they do
play down there? The 9 and 10 year olds won last night 4-0 over Bloomfield, over Davis County, and the 11 and 12 year olds fell to defeat 7-4. Both really good games. They will continue pool play tomorrow in Batavia at 6 and 8. Both teams play in Batavia against the Jaywalkee All-Stars, and then on Friday we're here in Albia at the sports complex at 6 and 8. The 9 and 10-year-olds will play Jefferson County, and 11 and 12-year-olds will play Fox River.
I like the pool play. That's really a great addition to Little League Baseball. They used to do the double elimination.
Two and out, right.
And, the kids, and then if you played the A All-Stars, your season might be over in two games. Now at bat, Cameron Knutes. Runners at first and second.
They're right back at it, Jason.
Yes, sir. Right to the top of the order.
No outs, first and second. Here comes the delivery, 0-1.
This one outside. Nice Gravert does a good job.
He's got him.
Throws it down the third. The throw's in time. And did he get him? He got him.
Griffin Osing needs to just tag and look, because that guy on first could have been going right there. We could have had a double play there.
That was a big play, though. That that aggressive running, you know, that's the
there's that one. Yeah, there's that one we caught finally. But that does it changes everything here, because now we're one ground ball here away from a getting out of this inning. When it looked like, you know, with first and second, there's no outs. You know, you don't look like we're going to maybe have into another long inning as Luce comes in, hold the runner.
Here comes a fastball inside. This one misses. 1-2-1 the count.
About caught the batter's thigh there.
Yeah, Kuntz stayed right in there.
Yeah, and that's good, you know.
Yep.
Stay right in. You never know when it's going to be a curveball. Stay in there. Keep your weight balanced.
He's got a single and a double. Scored twice. Here's a shot towards short. Gray in the hole. Does get the glove down to stop it. But could not have made the play at first anyway. That's going to be a single four. Knuts, and that'll put runners at first and second. Garrick Sinclair will come to the plate, right fielder. He's reached both times. A couple of walks for Sinclair.
So we're first and second, one out, top of three. Still 9-1 Chargers. Christian Summers on the mound in relief of Austin Summers.
Christian's sporting a haircut tonight, courtesy of his cousin Austin. Hey, buzzed him up last night.
I think I'm getting ready to do a little buzz cut, too.
Here's a pitch that goes over that outside corner, strike one.
Hey, we was talking about that pool play in the Little League. There's only four teams in the district and girls, so they're in a bracket four teams. So we get three pool play games, and then we get a semifinal. So we get four games no matter what. And the good thing about that is you can go 0-3 in the pool play and then still
have
go
a
to,
chance.
Still go to state.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
So
here's a pitch. This one hangs outside in the dirt. Graver does a good job of bringing it up. 1-1 count here.
A lot different.
Garrick Sinclair at the plate. He's reached both times by walk. He's scored twice.
And, you know, you look at the first four spots in their lineup. They've got all, 7 of the 9 runs. So
yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Up for the third time in the third inning, Jason. So
yeah,
they're getting a lot of batters at the plate, a lot of runners on base.
Curveball just misses outside. 2-1 here.
You know, the Little Leaguers get – they get four games. You know, it wasn't like it is when we were kids, you know.
No, you had use, two are done, and there was – once
was
you played the
both
ace,
ways.
Yeah, it was. And it snowed even in the middle of summer.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's
a ground ball, slow roller towards third. Osing comes up with it, does a good job of not making the throw. That would have sent the runner from third home. So now the base is loaded. You know, and I talk about this quite a bit. You know, it doesn't always take – a hard line drive, that's going to show up as a single in the book the same way the hard line drive, but you got to put the ball in play, and that's where just putting the ball in play. You
absolutely.
Know, avoid
contact.
The strikeout, making contact, it puts the pressure on the other team. They got to make the play, and the Chargers, they're really good at that, folks.
Well, in this case, you know, they got us drove back right now because they've been line driving the ball, and then they get one like that, and everybody's already on their, you know, their back so far on their heels a little bit, not on their heels so much as expecting the line drive or the hard hit ball.
Peterson, he's reached both times. A couple of singles for Austin Peterson. 426 batting average and improving. Base is loaded here. Two big innings already in for the Chargers. Nobody or one out. Here's a curveball. This one stays outside and upstairs. Ball one, 1-1 here. Boy, a nice ground ball or a little pop-up on the infield would be real nice if you are rooting for the boys in blue.
Here. Nice little soft ground ball right back to Christian would be nice here. He'd come right back to Gabe and go to first and get a double play.
Here's a pitch. This one misses on the outside. Peterson, the left-handed batter.
Looked like Christian was kind of shaking his arm there. Hopefully he's not injured. Probably a little stiff or sore maybe still.
2-1 count. Uh-oh. Drive deep. Well hit ball. That's going to get out of here. Grand slam home run, folks. Austin Peterson took that out to the highway. That was a beautiful hit ball. I'll tell you what, that was as pretty as you're going to get. Unfortunately for Albie, they watched that sail out into the middle of the street, and that's a three-run shot or four-run shot. Grand slam, home run. 13-1 here. The Chargers lead the Blue Demons. Jordan Bachman will step up. Now, this is an unbelievable stat here. The first three batters have had 9 trips to the plate, only 9. That's a lot, folks. But all 9 plate attempts, 9 plate attempts for the first 3 batters here in 3 innings, and all 9 at plate appearances lead to 9 runs. All 9 at bats equal runs. That's production.
That is production.
Jordan Boffman at the plate.
And not, might not want to throw that pitch again.
No, that I've received Christmas cards that didn't look that pretty ready on being wrapped.
Anything that travels that far, I'll have a stewardess on it. Oh, wait, he got it up in the wind and it carried it out.
It get a little wind aided to it, but he ripped the cover off that ball. 0-2 pitch here, one down. Curveball right back. So it grabbed it. Reached out and grabbed something there.
Self-defense.
That was the first time one of the four batters, the top four batters, have been put out tonight.
And that's
the first time.
Stepping stones. Yep. We're all right.
Line drive right up the middle. Christian reaching to his backside. Grabbed the ball as it was going by him.
That one earlier, now he's bat right on it because he just missed the one earlier.
Yeah, he just missed it.
That's the third time the pitcher's about been taken off the mound tonight. Austin Bell got taken off the mound once too there.
That tells you right there you're really seeing the ball. Austin Berland at the plate. He's one for two.
This is one of the kids on their team that he's second hitting on their team, but he's just a scrappy little ball player.
Yep. He's gonna fight for everything. I do love the way they play. I love Coach Schroeder and the way that they play the game aggressively and they go at it.
Yep. And then I tell you what, for a small 3A school, they sure put a lot of pressure on them bigger 3A schools. Yep. When it comes to postseason. Made state 2 years ago, dang near made state last year.
Yep.
And the 2 years ago when they made state, they went into postseason with a .500 record.
Yeah.
And they're just surprising people because of their aggressive nature, you know. It just catches them off guard. People aren't used to playing teams like that. That's deep.
Austin Berlin takes a 3-0 offering, got the green light, takes it deep to center field, and Hunter Hastings over there to pick that up for the long out. That
wind held that up, or I think that's back-to-back. Well, not back-to-back, but almost back-to-back there.
Big inning again for the Chargers, and they get four runs on a big Grand Slam home run by Austin Peterson. We go to the bottom half of this third inning, Albia. A lot of work ahead of it. 13-1, just a dozen away, and we'll get this thing tied back up. We'll come right back here. Back to Blue Demon Baseball.
Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic provides a healing touch for all ages, from newborn to end of life. Just ask Lynette Major.
My whole family trusts Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic for exams, preventative medicine, and day-to-day acute illnesses. I can often get same-day appointments, and I trust Lori Vitko, our nurse practitioner, to care for us as a whole.
Call us today to schedule an appointment or visit mchalbia.com/clinic.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Austin O'Leary lead things off, bottom of the third inning. The Chargers have really brought the old bats to the ball diamond tonight. They've got 13 runs, folks, including a Grand Slam home run by Austin Peterson. But the Blue Demons got a lot of pop in their bats as well, and they can mount a comeback here. Here's a fastball. This one goes right over the outside corner. There's a lot of baseball left, but you got to get it to start getting some pressure on him.
Austin O'Leary taken right there. Took a strike, but I agree with the take there. Get yourself some base runners here. Quickly down 0-2. Swing in there. Good cut, though.
O'Leary behind.
Sorry, excuse me, Jason.
No, O'Leary's been just absolutely making contact all season long. Been really not that he's a surprise that he's a good player. We knew
that out. He's going to beat that out.
Yep, just making contact, and he does that.
Definitely the surprise of the varsity team this year, so far anyway.
Yeah, and it's not that you didn't think that Austin could do it or is a good hitter or a good player, but, he just really stepped up big.
Absolutely.
You know, and
he's one of the players that didn't have no pressure on him, you know, no expectations, and that really lets a kid relax.
Yep.
And I was going to say before Austin put that ball in play that we definitely need to get one or two base runners on here. Whether we score or not, that's here nor there. We need to get a couple base runners on to let our defense rest a little bit, get a little different view from the field here.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to get some confidence back in your stride. It's a doubleheader tonight. We've got two games.
Senior Hunter Hastings digs in. 1-0 the count. He wears number one on his back.
Boy, Hunter, as I'll talk about over and over again, just a naturally God-gifted athlete. He was made for baseball.
Tried to inside out that one. I've enjoyed having him. I know that. Had him back when he was a 12-year-old in the Reds, and he sure changed since then, although the skills were still there then.
He oozed with athleticism and just kept on maturing up to be a complete, like you said, complete ball player.
Yeah, different person now. Young man.
Austin O'Leary down second base. Nobody out. Just underway here. Bottom of the third inning. Albie trailing 13-1. Bill Anderson, Jason Summers bringing the South Central Conference battle. It's a doubleheader tonight, folks, so stick around. It will be interesting. Both these teams will have their moments where they'll shine.
Absolutely. We could flip the script here. You never know.
Here's a ground ball. Slow over the top of the pitcher, and that's going to go into center field, and O'Leary will have to hold at third. The second baseman was coming on strong. Thought he might get to it, but that does roll out into center field. And back-to-back runners to reach here in this third inning. Ethan Gray will come to the plate. Runners at the corners.
I like the Sox Ethan Gray support.
Yeah.
They're kind of nostalgic. Is that the word I'm looking
for? Yeah. You know, I think this is part of what they're going to plan to do on Thursday night. Got some special ordered hats for them to kind of commemorate the 50 years.
They're going to wear the wool caps?
Well, you know, I think
95 on Thursday.
Why? 100 degrees, according to, boy, if it gets into triple digits, it's going to be warm. Here's a pass ball, and O'Leary has got to stay. Good job by the catcher to get back there by Alex Wright.
He got a bad jump there, and that's a very good move by Coach Cagle to hold him up there. We need 12 runs in the next three at-bats here, so four at-bats.
You get three or four runs across here, and you make it more interesting, and this is a long night of baseball here.
I look for Ethan Gray to drive one right here in the gap.
There's a pitch. This one goes right over the outside corner. That's where Ethan really likes those pitches.
I think that's still a good take, though. That was borderline. Absolutely. And like I said a little earlier, if they'll give us a walk, we'll take it. Make this guy throw some pitches.
1-1 pitch down the dirt. This one gets by the catcher, but
Mr. Owens.
Owens does a good job of providing the backstop. Bill's such a great guy. He really does a good job. He's officiating all different types of basketball, football, baseball, and he works with the kids in his daily work, and
he
just
keeps,
a good guy.
As Ethan Gray grounds the first inning,
it's a safe
ball. So we got run scores. Austin O'Leary comes across, and we got first and third. Hunter Hastings on third. Ethan Gray reaches on an air. We'll bring up the
Gabe Gravert.
Left-handed swinging Gabe Gravert.
Gabe put the punch to the ball, took it to deep center field the first time up, moved the runners over. So now Albia gets a run across, 13-2.
We need just to get this guy on the mound here sweating a little bit. I don't think he's really broke a sweat out there on maybe when he's up the bat as they've ran the bases really well.
Gravert at the plate. Albia with one run across, runners at the corner. Gray over at first.
Surprised they're even holding him on.
Here's a swing and a miss.
Pitch looked like it was a little outside.
Looked like Ethan or Gabe might have been hit and run there. That was out there a little ways. Gravert comes in, 0-1 count. Gray over at first. Hastings over at third. Here comes the pitch. Down in the dirt. High bouncer towards short. Gets by the shortstop. One run is in, and Gray is going to have to hold up at second. So four batters to the plate. Four batters get on base, and Abby's got two runs across here. Runners are first and second. That'll bring up Austin Luce.
Snap throw to second from the center fielder, but got behind Ethan Gray. Heads up base running for him to get back in there. Austin Luce drove the ball deep, and I was pulling in when Gabe hit the one to center.
Yep.
And Austin Luce. I'll tell you what, though, keeping the ball out of the air this inning, hitting on the ground. I got a couple friendly hops.
We've made contact tonight. There's one K in the book. That's it. So you're making contact, and we mentioned that earlier about the Chargers. That's one of their strong suits. They put the ball in the play. They make contact. They put pressure on the defense. They get the runners on. They move them around. Now you just got to give them a little taste of their own medicine.
Yeah.
13-3. I meant that in a good way, Charger fans. You got 13 runs across. I Here's a ground ball towards third. So one hopper, good pickup by the third baseman, but that was a difficult pickup. Able to get it in his glove, but not able to get it out of the glove. And that's going to load the bases up.
We've had two fielding errors and two friendly hops to lead to this inning.
We'll take that. Boy, you know, that's also been the other way. You know, the Chargers.
Coach from Sheridan's walking out to the mound and trying to keep his composure. I think he's a little upset with the sloppy play, maybe.
Yeah, Coach Schroeder, he's not going to give me a break.
No,
he
got his shirt in his mouth. I've seen that before on TV somewhere.
You're going to come out and give him a little conference. I like Coach.
And it didn't take long. He's back, headed back to the dugout. So.
Yeah, he was probably to the point. Base is loaded here. Albion, trailing by 10, has came into this bottom of the third with a 13-1 deficit. They've got two runs across. The base is loaded. Nobody out. Griffin Osing will stand in.
Bringing it to you live, KIC.
Here comes the first offering to Osing. This one, a curve ball, gets by the catcher. That's going to send Gray towards the plate. He's going to get in there, and Albion will now.
Excellent hustle.
Yep.
I seen the catcher. He scooped it up and seen that Gray was already in. Instantly looked to second.
Yeah, that,
not that he would have threw it, but you never know. You get a guy, like I said earlier, you get a guy just jogging out there because he thinks that the play is going to be somewhere else. But they're heads up. The Sheridan ball team heads up.
Very well coached.
And right now, the Sweet Demon team is putting a little pressure on them, though.
Yep.
And a couple more little hits like we got going on, and we're right back in this thing, Jason. We got the right guy at the play. He hits the ball hard.
Griffin, here's a pitch. This one down the dirt. Ball two. 2-0 count here.
Wouldn't be surprised to see somebody headed down to the bullpen for Sheridan before long because he's thrown a lot of pitches in the dirt this inning. I don't know if he's tired or he's just frustrated. Probably a little of both.
Yeah, it kind of builds on you. Get
long inning so far for him.
Here's a fastball. Took nothing off that one. Right down the heart of the plate. 2-1 count here. Griffin Osing at the plate. Runners at second and third. Three runs across for the Blue Demons. Nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. Here comes the next offering. This one upstairs and hugs that outside corner.
It was 2-0 in the last pitch. It was a good take, and that one there was a borderline pitch. So we'll see what he's got here. Watch the curveball here in the dirt.
2-2 count. Griffin, grounder towards third. This one picked up by the third baseman. Plants, throws, long throw to first. That'll be the first out of the inning. But Griffin able to drive in Gravert. So Albion, again, puts another run up on the board, 13-5. One run at a time. That's how you get this done. 5-3 put out. That was a nice stop there by the third baseman. Boy, back-to-back really good defensive plays where he's able to field the ball. But that time, Berlin able to plant and make the long throw to first.
He got short hops on both of them.
Yep.
Just couldn't get to the big hop.
Ooh. Here's a ground ball wide of short. That's going to get into left. Austin Summers with the single. And that will score another run. So the Blue Demons able to get five runs across, and Christian Summers will stand in at the plate. Everyone's making contact. That's what you want to do. Just continue to make contact, put pressure on the defense.
Absolutely. We've had 16 outs in this game and 19 runs.
Yeah, this has been a fun game to watch so far. If you like a little offense, here's a swing and a miss, strike one.
I was a little late getting out here, and sometimes when you get out, you know, 20 minutes late, you're in the third inning already.
Yeah.
But we're just now in the third, and I've been here for
I think you got here in the bottom of the first inning.
I was the bottom of the first inning. I was about 20 minutes late at least.
1-1 count here. That one stays upstairs. 1-1, one away here. Five runs across for the Blue Demons. 13-6 score. Here's a fastball. Stays inside and upstairs. 2-1. Going to get a pitch here to hit. Austin Summers at first. He had an RBI single. Christian Summers at the plate. Five runs across. 2-1 count here. Schroeder brings a fastball. Swing and a miss. Pulled his head that time. 2-2.
Looking down at Coach Cagle.
Yep. Focus in and just make contact.
He's all right. He'll be all right here. Contact, just like you said.
Yep. Just make contact. 2-2 count here. Here's a foul ball. Reached out. A little behind it.
A little contact there.
Yeah, I think he was expecting a curveball. A little behind on it. 2-2. 2-2, one away. Bottom of the third inning, folks. We came to this inning with a 12-run deficit. We've trimmed that down to 7. Here's a pop fly on the infield high. Gets up there in the wind. Can be difficult, but the sure-handed pitcher over there to make the catch for the second out of the inning. And that will bring up Drew Schofield. Schofield entered the contest playing left field.
don't have a girls' game going on, do we?
I don't think so.
Let's have all-star practice.
Yeah, I think there's a practice going on down below. The girls, not mistaken, have the night off. They'll be back in the action tomorrow night. Twin Cedars coming to town. Greg Paris will be on the mic. Here's a ground ball down the third baseline. Schofield turned on it, and that'll be a single.
Nice hit by Drew Schofield, yep, right down the chalk. That's nice to see. You know, yep, your first pitch swing. You know, that's one thing. You come off the bench. You know, you don't get a lot of playing time.
It's tough to
do. Ball was right down the middle, and he took his opportunity and made the most of it.
Yep, that's a tough. I'm telling you, it's a tough place to be for a kid, for any of us. Throw yourself up there, and be the guy that's coming to the plate the first time. Two away here. Runners at first and second. Austin O'Leary, his second time at the plate in this inning. He got things started, put the ball in play, and made contact and created a little stress on the defense. They forced the error.
Yeah, second baseman bobbled a little bit, and he tried to hurry the throw and threw it away. Austin reached and scored.
Here's a pitch outside, down low, and in the dirt. That's ball two. 2-0 here. Two away. Albie with a big inning, kind of countering the big inning that the Chargers had the inning before. 13-6. Here comes the next offering. Ground ball back to the pitcher. He'll grab that one. Step and throw it to first base for the third out of the inning. But the Blue Demons.
We did what we wanted to
do
right there, Jason. We got five.
You had a big inning, and that will put Albie right back into the thick of things. When we come back, top of the fourth we go. Albie trails by 7, 13-6. When we come back to Blue Demon Baseball.
It's time now for your Coach's Corner flashback here on Thunder Country KIIC.
A outstanding group of all-star softball players in my house, and I've got their coach, Michael West.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. We got Mary Shepard, Sammy Banning, Macy Romanco, Sydney DeBruin, Skylar West, Carly Ford, Chloe Ford, Aaron Heaton, Caitlin Faber, Courtney Jacobs, Allison Hugan, Annabelle Stillwell, and Valerie Berry. Well, we'll start June 25th in Bloomfield, followed by June 27th in Agency. And then we have two games right here home in Albion, and I hope we have the full community support. And that's the 29th of June and then July 2nd here in Albion around 7:45 p.m. And then we'll wrap things up on the 5th in Bloomfield.
Join us Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. for another edition of the Community First Credit Union's Coach's Corner, live from the corners of 34 and 5.
Changes.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Justin McCann will take the mound for the Blue Demons as some changes made between the innings. McCann, the senior, right-handed hurler. And I'll tell you what, Billy, I don't think Justin saw himself on the mound the other night. They put him in action for the first time. I think it was down in Centerville. And then he's made a couple of appearances. He's done a good job, you know, coming out his senior year without having played since Little League. That takes a little guts and a little courage, you know, to come back out.
And he was a good friend of my son's, and he told me last fall he was going to play, and I just took it as, you know, maybe he'll play. And him and Mason went out as it's 1-1 to the leadoff batter in the fourth for the Sheridan Chargers. Him and Mason went out and started playing catch in the fall, and then lo and behold, he went out, and he enjoys it. He's a very smart kid, and,
yes, he is,
and he understands the game. And he enjoys the game, whether he's watching or playing. Nice play by Ethan Gray. Went to his right, fielded between his legs, made a strong throw over there to Austin Luce. So we get a ground ball out to start the top of the fourth. Good start to the inning. We haven't had too many of them, I don't think.
Nope, that's the first out of the ballgame. 6-3 put out Alex Wright for the Blue Demons. That's the first time we got the leadoff batter out.
And Justin McKim's out there with a smile on his face. He's enjoying it.
Yep, he does. He's got a pure love for the game, and I was so glad when he said he was going to go out his senior year. And I've coached him in the Little League on the All-Star team, and he was just a joy to be around and fun. And he makes the dugout fun for the guys. And so, and then you know your role coming in. You got a little catch up to do. You hadn't played for a while.
He understood that too very well. Yep. And he's enjoying it. You know, he's going to look back on this and be so happy he did this.
Yep. Amen. 0-1 count here. McKim, curveball, big curveball, hangs upstairs.
Nice pitch.
Yep.
Nice pitch. He hung it a little bit, but nice pitch. Justin's going to be, if we make the trip to Colorado, going to be traveling with us with the senior Babe Ruth team.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit here. Here's another curveball. This one stays upstairs. Tyler Folkerts at the plate. Folkerts, 1-for-2 tonight. Had a fly out to right field and got a single in the second inning. Scored. He batted twice in that second inning.
Hey, thank you.
Ooh, got one off the shoulder there. Tyler says, I can take that. He'll hustle down.
He sure has grown up.
Yes, he has.
Last about 3 years, I think. About 2 or 3 years ago, we played him in the All-Stars, and it seemed like he was tiny then.
He's a big boy.
He sprouted right up.
Better ball player than his dad, no doubt about that. And I know if he didn't hear it, he will later.
Oh, he will. He's down there checking his phone. I thought maybe he was on the radio on his phone, but he's not. He's on his iPad down there keeping book or something down there, I think.
Who knows?
He's a fun one to be around.
Here's a pop fly, shallow right field. Austin Leary goes out. Austin Summers right there to make the catch. Looked like that hung up there a little bit. Allowed to Austin Summers to come in for the second out of the inning.
Very heads-up play there. Austin O'Leary was up the middle quite a bit there, expecting the ball to be pulled in the middle or to the left side, and Austin Summers recognized that and was quick to come up and get that ball. It was in second base territory, but Austin was camped underneath of it. As we know, we give way to our outfielders. They have a better angle on it coming in like that.
Runners going. The throw down to second. And got him. Wow. That is maybe a little break for the Blue Demons right there. I thought maybe got in it, but nonetheless, that is going to go as a put out for the Blue Demons, the third out of the inning. For the first time tonight, the Chargers go down 1-2-3 without scoring, and the Blue Demons will come to bat here as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Albie trailing 13-6. When we come back to Blue Demon Baseball.
After the wife asked me to look at paint color samples and give opinions on 20 different outfit changes, I really need something that returns me to my manhood. So I escaped to a John Deere skid steer. With all of those attachments, I can scoop, drill, dig, and grind like a landscaping superhero. And I can easily maneuver the skid steer in air-conditioned comfort. My only problem is that the tasks don't last long enough. So I'm back to the curtain patterns in the blink of an eye. Learn more about time-saving John Deere skid steers at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Hunter Hastings leading off this bottom of the fourth inning. The Blue Demons trying to make a comeback. What a comeback. You know, you're going to do something in style. Do it in big style. You know,
yeah.
So, you know, if you're going to dig yourself a big hole, don't make sure it's a big hole.
Well, he touched down an extra point away. We got it.
One snap of the ball. 13-6. Blue Demons trail here is a high pop fly hooking and going up, and this one's going to sell right behind John Flattery. We know what John's been eating so much popcorn, it just slid right out of his hands.
The pitcher was down.
Call him Butter Popcorn Flattery.
The pitcher was at the fence here with the catcher trying to make that catch.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about
hustle,
heart, and desire. Dedication.
I love
he have to go home with the coach, though?
I think so. I think if he wasn't there, I think he would have been going home with the coach running beside the bus.
And he just gave up a five spot last inning. He's looking for an out.
Coach
Hunter Hastings digs in, 0-1. Here comes the pitch from Schroeder.
Curveball. Hunter gets into one. The wind blowing in. This is going to be right over the second baseman. Out there to make a driving attempt. And that was a great effort by the shortstop, Jordan Boffman, but he could not come up with it. So Albia gets a leadoff batter on base. That's what you want. Single there by Hastings.
Get your leadoff guy on. Yep. And like you said last inning, it doesn't have to be a line drive.
Just get on.
I think the center fielder didn't realize that it was that deep, or he thought it was going to be deeper. I don't know what he was thinking, but he was coasting.
Well, this wind will cause you some headaches, and it's kind of a changing wind. You see now it's coming more out of the north than out of the east, or almost a direct east wind. Earlier it was out of the south and more towards the west. It's kind of worked its way around here a little bit tonight. Here comes the 0-1, and fouled up and out of play. Ethan Gray at the plate. Gray, he's 2-for-2 tonight.
0-2. Good two-strike hitter, though. He's confident. Confident hitter. I like to see him stay in there a little bit, though. They're pitching him on the outside corner. They know he likes to bail out and get running towards first.
0-2. Hastings at first. Here comes Gray, and he gets a little blooper into left center field. The center fielder out there, the right fielder out there, can't come up with it. Throws to the second, and that'll be back-to-back singles for the Blue Demons. And now be once again with a good start to hopefully get a big inning here. Gravert will come up. Two runners on. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning, Albie trails by 7. But, folks, when we came into the bottom of the third inning, it was 13-1 Blue Demons. So the comeback has been on by the Blue Demons here. Gravert.
No action in the visitor's bullpen yet. Hunter Hastings is going to steal third.
Runner's going.
And he's got
down,
it.
And he is in there.
Ethan Gray's got to see that, yep, though. It's all right.
Runner's now on the corners.
Barry heads up, base running right there. Nobody was holding him.
Yep.
And the pitcher gave him a glance, turned his head, and Hunter, with the instincts, he's played infield before.
Oh,
he knows them fielders are far enough away. He can get there.
Now, runner's at the corner. Schroeder on the mound, looks at the Gravert, brings a pitch outside, and that's down the dirt.
I'm relatively sure Hunter's relieved that he made it there.
Yes.
As I know, Jim Cagle had a very nice words to say to him if he wouldn't have made it, down by 7 runs. No outs. Never make the first or third out of third.
No. Runners on the corner. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning. I'll be trailing by 7 here. Gravert at the plate. Left-handed batter. 1-1 count. Mark Schroeder on the mound. Looks over to third. Lux back to first. Brings the offering down the dirt. And that is going to hold the runners.
2-1. Gabe Gravert, our catcher. Where's number 8 on his back?
Here comes the 2-1 offering. Runners on the corners. Gravert gets into
that's
one.
That's going to stay in play, Jason.
And that's going to hook back towards third base. And, the ball got up there. And as the third baseman got over there to make the grab, the wind kind of grabbed it, pushed it back into play. And the third baseman did a good job of trying to make a stab on it. But when you turned around, he looked right back in that sun.
Yeah, and he was trying to make the catch like a Hail Mary football pass.
Yeah.
Instead of getting himself over there and getting behind the ball, which, he probably didn't think he had time. Hunter Hastings heads up there. He was tagging on that.
He was ready to go.
Yeah, and if he catches that and falls down, he's probably making it.
Here comes the 2-2. The runner going. Yes. Here's a shot up the middle. That's a one-hopper.
Oh, nice.
Gets
play
to the second baseman. He comes up the second for the first down and safe. What a play by the second baseman. Hastings scores, but I'll tell you what, folks. Austin Peterson took a line drive, came up with it on his backside, threw over to the shortstop, covering the bag at second. And that why it was so important to maybe get Gray down to first or down to second base earlier, cause to take that force off, that would have been runners at first and second. But nonetheless, a great play by the
And Jason, they just about turned two on that.
Yes, they did.
And Ethan had an opportunity to break that double play up, and he failed. And I'm not saying he failed to do it, but he chose not to do it. And that could have cost him a run right there. Well, no, I guess it was a one out. But that could have caught, in that situation, you have to protect your other runner.
But what a play by Peterson.
Absolutely.
I don't think anyone thought he was going to come up with that. That's the thing. I don't think anybody in the stands thought he was coming up with it.
On something like that, even if he just – most guys are just looking to knock that down.
Yeah.
And he knocked it down, gloved it, got the out, and almost turned two.
Here's a foul ball.
Straight
back off
glove
the
up,
fence.
Summers.
I tell you, just so disappointing. There would have been a day Randy Stafford would have ripped that fence apart and grabbed that thing.
He didn't even move.
No.
It was like he didn't even see it.
I don't know if that was showing off.
Bifocals or something.
Didn't realize it was coming.
Sleeping over there.
1-1 count, one away. 7-13 the score. Albie trails by 6 here. Curveball, a big
nice
hanging curveball. That took a
nice pitch.
About 10 miles an hour off. And
3 foot of hook.
Looked like
talking about Austin.
John Flattery's nose over there. It hooked so much.
Oh, my goodness. That's a low blow. He'll be here all week, folks.
Here's another curveball. This one swung on and missed. Two big old breaking curveballs. I'll tell you what.
Schroeder was headed to the dugout.
Wow.
But he's got one more out to get.
Two away here. Runner at first base, Gravert. Griffin Osing. Actually, I think Ambrose came in. Or that Hugh Sinclair came in to run. Hugh's got those
wheels.
Yes, he does.
He's fast.
Osing at the plate.
I think you're right. I think that is Ambrose.
Here's a pop fly behind the catcher, and nope, this one's going to come back. It gets up there in the air, and this is what I talked about. That wind is tricky, and it's in burst. You know, it's not a steady wind, so you can't really make a good feel of it. Then the wind comes and gives you a little burst.
I'm enjoying it this part of the inning.
Yeah, yeah, it's
because they should have been out of this inning a couple times.
Boy, I'll tell you what, we've missed having a really big inning here.
Yeah, we have.
Two-route rally could be on still, so I don't want to jinx it. But we got a runner first, two away.
You were talking about Austin Peterson's skills. I know his dad played a lot of softball, and
John,
yeah,
good guy.
Yeah,
work with him on the youth sports programs. The runner goes down to second, gets by, and O'Leary rounds second. Or not,
Ambrose.
That's Ambrose, check that.
Running for Gravert.
If I had it wrong, it is Ambrose running.
He went to Chad Griffin and him played at an Elton. I can't remember where it was, like a World Series type.
Way back in the day, yeah.
It was like 5 or 6 years ago, yep. Maybe more. But, yeah, they're good. He's a good ball player. Good guy altogether,
yes,
just
is.
Like you said. But his boy has been around the game enough that and has picked up his dad's skills, I think.
He's better than his dad.
John,
he's a lot better than John.
That's out of play. Headed over towards Summers' vehicle.
Yeah, just stay away. We don't want any insurance.
He doesn't. No problem. He'll take care of it in the morning at work.
He can pull that out. That'll buff right out. Osing at the plate. Runner down at second. Albia with two away here. Better scoring opportunity here. Want to take advantage of getting that runner down second? Get a run here. Big hit. Would do that. Here's a pickoff play back to second, and he got in there. He reached that outside bag.
They had that preset play right there. You could see what was going on. The second baseman broke away, stopped. The pitcher was looking away the whole time.
Yep.
They said 1,001. It's a 1,002, and they both break back.
Yep, that's
they had it.
They did. That was as good of execution as you're going to get.
I think we've got a couple calls out there around that second base area.
We'll take it.
We will.
1-2 count here. Osing at the plate, runner down at second. Here comes the fastball in the dirt, and that one knocked down by the catcher.
Excellent block. Textbook technique there. Using his body. No need to try to glove something like that. Keep it in front of you. You know, they're still supporting a 6-run lead here.
Yeah, you know, just another run here. If we just keep a little piece at a time.
Or even just a walk or a base hit. You know, first and third, we got one of our heavy hitters coming up next.
Here's a ground ball back to the pitcher.
Schroeder
picks it up. He'll take his time. We'll hurl it over to Fulkerts covering the bag at first for the third out of the inning. Albia does get another run across. They leave a runner stranded. Miss a little bit of an opportunity there. We'll go to the top of the fifth inning. The Blue Demons trail by 6, 13-7. Your score will be back. When we come back.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sundays. Big T Auto Credit, 2 blocks east of Knoxville Square.
For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union is offering boat and RV loans as low as 4.99% APR. We're also introducing longer terms, including fixed 10 and 15-year options. Whether you're looking to refinance or purchase a boat or RV, lock in a rate as low as 4.99% APR. Hurry into your local branch and get a lower rate and lower monthly payments for your summer fun. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Huh. 13-7, the Chargers out in front here. Top of the fifth we go. The Blue Demons trying to make a little bit of a comeback here. Justin McKim on the mound. Schroeder at the plate. Here comes the first offering. This is a fastball. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. You're listening to 96.7 KIIC, broadcasting from beautiful and historic Albia Square on this summer night. The old ballpark here at the Monroe County Sports Complex.
Southern Iowa sports leader.
That is it.
Thunder Country.
This rolls
American
off the
Legion Field, Monroe County Sports Complex. Beautiful night. 13-7 Chargers. 2-1 the count. Justin McKim on the mound, senior.
People are just joining us ability day. What they wouldn't know from they know there's a lot of runs up on the old board, but Schroeder at the plate. Here's a ground ball hit to third. One hop. Osing comes up with it. Long throw to first and not in time. That'll be a single.
Token Hall, I think that was. Is that right? Yeah.
Let's see here. You have Token Hall with the
number 9 hitter, DH. Top of the order here, Cameron Canoes, the center fielder. So they got the leadoff runner on here. We need to keep this to a minimum here.
Got a 1-2-3 inning, the previous inning.
We're down to six outs on our offensive side of the ball, so we need to keep the runs to a minimum here, if any at all.
Well, there's a nice, a big fast ball right down the heart of the plate, strike one. Cameron Canoes, not too bad of a night at the plate. He's a 3-for-3, a triple, scored three times. You know, that's not a bad evening.
Oh, well, hope Justin McKim's got something a little bit more effective than the
just a bit upstairs.
Tried the corner and missed.
Yeah. About boomerang that around him. That was
I think he
pump.
Did.
Yeah.
I don't know how he can lay off pitches that close. I mean, it was only behind him.
I love Justin, I'll tell you.
And you know he's getting a kick out of it, too.
Oh,
throw one on the outside corner here, watch. Ooh, that's over his head, I think.
That's a well-hit ball in the left field. That's going to one-hop the fence. Runner on his way around second. Look at the wheels going there. Here's a play to the plate. Now going to go to the...
Cut it.
Yep. And
the runner fell down.
Oh, wow. They didn't see that.
Well, it's too
had
late.
A chance. Yep.
Loose head in his glove, and the runner fell down.
Cameron Canoes with a triple. One-hop the wall. And that'll be an RBI triple for Cameron Canoes. Now, he's reached twice, or all four times tonight, and he's got two triples and two singles. Garrick Sinclair will stand it. He's also perfect on the night. The plate, he scored three times. Runner at first. One run across for the Chargers. 14-7.
I think we had a shot at him at the plate there, Jason. I think we let that ball go. I'm not sure why. Ethan was way out there and cut it way out there, and then he unloaded it. The throw was online. I don't know if Gabe told him to cut it or not. I couldn't hear.
Yeah, it's
but
it's
a bang bang thing, you know. It's so fast. Sometimes it's a reaction, you know.
Yeah, there's just not enough time to make those decisions, and boy, it puts a pressure on you to make that throw too. You know, make a throw like he did on the money.
Yeah, he caught and he unloaded it. I mean, right away, and that's the thing. Uh-oh.
Well, there's a shot in the
that's
center
caught.
Field. Hastings will get underneath that one, but that'll give a tagging opportunity.
Don't
here
throw
comes
your
Canoes.
Arm out.
Ball comes in. One hopped and picked up by McKim. Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes you just concede the run there.
That the ball was so deep. You know, we have to have Austin's arm to be healthy for the – or, I'm sorry, Hunter's arm to be healthy for the rest of the season. I appreciate the effort and the desire to want to get the out. But
that's the first time tonight, Billy, that one of their top three batters has been put out.
And he drove in a run with it,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, I mean, they're effective.
Sarah, here's a ground ball to short.
Ooh.
Gray picks it up over the first, is a 6-3 put out. That's the second time tonight that one of the top three have been put out. The top three batters for the Charger Nation, you have had 12. The first three batters have
batted
come
12
to 12
times.
They've hit nine, scoring nine runs. That's pretty effective. That's why you got a 15-7 lead here. That'll bring up Jordan Boffman. Boffman, the shortstop. Here comes the offering from McKim. McKim leaves it one upstairs, ball one. Justin's done a good job coming on here in relief.
Yep. He's given up a couple hits, a couple runs, but done pretty well. Just nothing overpowering.
Is it fastball on the inside? Paying the inside corner, 1-1. Two away here.
Take that extra 4 inches.
Top of the
Every
fifth
time.
Inning. Every time. 1-1 count. Justin McKim on the move. Jordan Boffman at the plate. Here comes the next offering. A curveball. This one hangs upstairs. It's across a little on the dial.
He's not quite getting that snap of the wrist. The ball's breaking good, but he's not quite getting it all the way down. There's one.
Yep. Left it on the inside corner. That's ball three.
Had me fooled. I thought that was going to be a breaking ball, but it was a two-seamer.
Yeah, it looked like he was bringing some cut to it, but didn't develop. 3-1 count here. Two away. Top of the fifth inning. Here's a fastball down the middle of the plate. Goes right over the second base bag and into center field for another single. Moffman, 3-for-4 now.
Nice piece of hitting there. Just take it right up. Take what the pitcher gives you right up the middle. Very good spot to hit the ball.
Austin Berlin, he stands in. Berlin 1-for-3. He's done a good job over at third base for the Chargers. Well, he wants to get out here. Keep this lead to a minimum. Or no more than where it's at right now. Lots of Albie's proved it can put some runs up on the board.
15-7, top five.
Here's a fly ball to right field. Austin Summers camping underneath it. And will make the catch for the third out of the inning. So Albie does give him a couple of more runs to the Chargers. But they'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning with a little work to ahead of them. 15-7 Chargers when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Eight-run deficit to begin this bottom half of the fifth inning. Six outs remaining, but the Blue Demons have demonstrated they can come back. You take the from the third inning on, the fourth and fifth, Albia has outscored the Chargers 6-2, but it's full games that matter. So Albia with the comeback on a drive into left field. Well hit ball. Going back. Left fielder makes a catch out there in left center field. That ball hung up there and got caught up in the wind and knocked it down. F7. One away here, and that'll bring up Justin McKim. McKim on the mound for the Blue Demons.
I know Justin's, you know, he's not terribly happy with the score of the game, but he's happy to be out there getting an opportunity to pitch, and now he's getting a chance here to hit the ball. And I know he really enjoyed himself in the senior Babe Ruth season, and I was out here Saturday morning before they went to Centerville on the bus talking to him a little bit, and just he's smiling from ear to ear.
Yep, he's having a good time, and he's got the right approach.
Yep.
Come out and have some fun. Here's a ground ball high over the first baseman, goes into the center field. Second baseman there behind the bag could not come up with it, so I'll give Justin McKim a single there.
Base hit, helping himself.
And that'll bring up Drew Schofield. Schofield with the single, his first time at the plate.
And Mr. Robert Houston Clare will run for Justin McKim. He's wearing the high socks.
Like the high socks. We're going to break those out come Thursday night. Celebrate. I want you to make sure you keep it on your schedule, folks. Get out here if you can, celebrating 50 years of Albia baseball.
You going to wear them socks too, Jace?
You know, I'd make them come back into style, that's for sure.
You sure would. I mean, anything you wear is in style. You make it look good, you're rocking it.
Yeah. John, just keep it down. Flattery over there making fun of
me. Nice stop by the catcher. He's been working hard.
Yes, he has. Good catcher. Boy, this is a fundamentally sound team. One away here. Bottom of the fifth inning. Albia trying to make a comeback here. Drew Schofield at the plate. 2-0 count here.
We're bringing it to you live from the Monroe County Sports Complex on KIIC.
Here comes the offering. A shot. Schofield gets into one, but puts it underneath the gets some air underneath that, and that'll be a long fly out again to the left fielder. On top, or, you know, got underneath it. Got a lot of ball, but
you know what? He's being aggressive up there again.
Like it.
Yeah.
And that'll bring up Austin O'Leary. Two down here. Drew runner at first.
Drew kind of struggled through the spring, and I'm glad to see he's up there with some confidence swinging the bat.
Now that's well, you just put it right on the head. What really can happen when you struggle a little bit? It's the confidence. You just gotta have something good happen to you to break that confidence. Here's a ground ball down the first baseline. It's a fair ball that gets sent into right field, and Hugh Sinclair is going to keep on moving. That ball gets by the right fielder, and Sinclair's going to try to come home. But I'll tell you what, we got down to second base and held up there a little bit. I think they fully expected the right fielder to come up with that.
Or maybe he thought the first baseman fielded it and touched the base.
Yeah.
And didn't have a still.
Yeah, I don't
not
know
sure
what happened there. But nonetheless, a single by Austin O'Leary. Now runners at second and third, and that'll bring up Hunter Hastings. A couple of runs in out there. Albie can knock away at this lead a little bit.
Yep. And the funny part about that was he was kind of dogging around second. Then when he got to third, I thought he was going to go ahead and try to score, and the ball was already in the infield. Oh, whoa, Hugh. Whoa. Pull them reins.
Yeah, you, once he gets those jets going, buddy, he flies.
He can make up some ground in a hurry.
Hunter Hastings, the plate, looks at the curveball. Ball one. Second one on the way. Swing and a miss. Swung through that one.
Good cut.
But once again, the Blue Demons starting to put a little pressure on here. Two-out rally. Nothing wrong with getting things going, even if it's a little late here.
Knew that. If I could pitch or move there, it might have been a balk, but no call.
Hastings will call timeout, stand out. Runners at second and third. Two away here, bottom of the fifth inning. Albie trails by eight. Here comes the next offering. Curveball down the dirt. That's outside. Ball two. 2-1.
That's the Blue Demons trying to fight back here.
2-1 count. Hastings at the plate. Here comes the 2-1 offering. Down the dirt. Gets by the catcher. Sinclair is going to score here.
Thank God. Right. That, get him in the dugout.
Like it running in. He stepped on the plate. And that's another run for the Blue Demons. 15-8 here. Albie trying to post a big comeback. Do it in grand style. They trailed 13-1 after an inning and a half.
That's right.
So the Blue Demons like to, regardless if just making a comeback here can give you some confidence going to the next game. Here's a pitch down low, and that's going to be a walk.
A very good at bat there by Hunter Hastings, understanding the situation. I mean, if we're going to win this game, he's going to have to bat again in the sixth or even this inning, whichever, and understand the situation. Very good job. And the catcher, Alex Wright for the Chargers, well, he started out to talk to the pitcher, and evidently maybe the pitcher didn't want to talk to him. I'm not sure. He is on the way back.
Did he go out? No, he was looking for the sign from his coach.
Yeah, he's halfway out there a minute ago, and he came back.
Sometimes the pitcher doesn't have anything to say. And I've been that guy on the mound and had nothing to tell. All right, go.
Yeah, go back there by the umpire.
Runners on the corner here. The throw to first, chasing Hastings back.
Nice little call there. Trying to just sneak out of the inning there. Catch us trying to, you know, we're trying to get aggressive maybe a little bit.
Ethan Gray at the plate. Here's a pitch down low. Ball one. Boy, it'd be nice to at least a couple more runs here. Runners on.
Really like to see Ethan hit one in the gap here. Hunter Hastings will probably score with two outs. He's moving on contact here.
Here comes the offering. Gray gets into the left center field. It's a hooking away from the center fielder. Left fielder over there. He made all three outs, that left fielder did, for the Chargers. Left fielder makes the play for the third out of the inning, and the Blue Demons will find themselves trailing by seven when we come back to the top of the sixth. We go. You're listening to Blue Demon Baseball.
Shop your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton in Albia. This week, they've got a super buy on Nature Grain Bagels. Six to a package, just $1.99. Fresh avocados, 99 cents each. Sure Fresh Beef Summer Sausage or Braunschweiger Chunks. 10 to 16-ounce packages are two for $5. You can save today and every day at Jim and Charlie's. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on North Clinton in Albia.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
A little football score going on here. What did you say, Bill? Five field goals for Sheraton and four safeties for the Blue Demons. 15-8 your score.
Defensive struggle, no touchdowns.
Love the play here in this game. It gets some excitement. And you knew the Chargers. Yeah, we need the. Zach speaking in my ear. We need the train to blow the engine when we score, and the helicopter Jack and Johnny Flattery up on a Friday night. I'm ready for some Friday night after the alumni football game. That was a lot of fun the other night.
I'm ready for some Friday night football too.
Hate seeing summer go by. That's for sure.
67 Fridays. That's over a year. Oh, six or seven.
Six or seven. Zach trying to give us a little instruction back on the board. Yeah, I had it down to an actual clock running.
Well.
But it's coming right on us. Right now, the Blue Demons want to come back here. 3-0 count. This is Alex Wright at the plate. Here
catcher.
Comes the pitch. Strike one. You know, lots of. We've got three outs, but the Blue Demons have been able to put the ball in play. They've been able to put some pressure on the Chargers here. Get out of this 1-2-3 and give yourself a chance. Here's a pop fly, shallow right field, and Austin Summers will gather underneath that and come up with it for the first out of the inning. Three outs.
Austin Summers, he threw it all the way back into the mound. Justin McCam and Austin O'Leary stood there like this with his glove up. Like, why not just throw it to me? That's funny. You were saying that Abby's been putting the ball in play. We still only have two strikeouts, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we're hitting the ball. Yep. And the Sheridan Chargers are just hitting them a few more times than us and a few more gaps than us. And although, you know, in the last four innings or three and a half innings, we've actually outscored them 7-2.
Tyler Folkert's at the plate. He's 2-for-3 tonight. Here comes the curveball. This one upstairs and inside. That's ball one. 1-1 the count here.
Tyler Folker. Just got grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
Uncle Troy. Uncle Tim. Aunt.
Angie. Don't forget Aunt Angie.
Aunt Angie.
Don't forget Angie. She's the better one of the half there.
A better one of the group, yeah.
1-1 count here. Here's a swing. A little blooper behind first base. And Lou steps back. Comes up with that one for the second out of the inning.
Are you trying to say Angie will tell the truth all the time and not tease us?
She is more likely to give you the truth and not torment you like the rest of the Folkerts.
People.
They are the best.
I was hoping to have Tim umpire our softball games this weekend, but he's going to be out of town.
So. They know a little bit something about softball.
Yeah,
round
sure
ball.
Do.
Here comes Mark Schroeder, the pitcher. He looks at a curveball that hangs in there, called strike one. Boy, that one broke quite a bit.
Yeah, I don't think he thought it was a strike, and I'm not sure if it was, but we'll take it.
It sure was a strike.
Because he said
what,
it was.
That's what the official called it. Here comes the 0-1. This one hangs outside. Ball one. 1-1 the count. Two away here. Top of the sixth inning. Albia trails 15-8. This is a doubleheader, folks. So game one. Nightcap to come. Blue Demons wanting a big comeback here in the first game. Here's the next pitch. Ground ball to short. Gray gets on in it. Throws it to first. And that will go 6-3 put out. 1-2-3. That's the way you'd want it to go if you want to come back to start. Why not start it right now? When we come back, the sixth and final inning. Blue Demons trailed by 7. Is a comeback in store? Let's find out when we come back.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Case IH Magnum Series tractors have set the standard for row crop productivity on North American farms for more than 20 years. Titan Machinery offers you 9 Magnum Series tractors with up to 275 PTO horsepower, including 4 models with a Case IH CVT transmission that raises the bar in mechanical efficiency and ease of operation. For the largest cab in the industry, the leading fuel-efficient powertrain, and the latest in precision farming capabilities, see the Magnum Series tractors at Titan Machinery 2350, Highway 23, Oskaloosa.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
A little mystery music going on there in the background. And this story, hopefully not over yet, as the Blue Demons want to make this mystery whether or not a comeback is in store. They want it to get a start right now. Gabe Gravert to lead things off. 15-8, the Chargers with a big old second inning. They got 6 runs across in that second inning and a grand slam home run. They had 10 runs in 2 innings. And Albie now trails 15-8. Here's a Gravert. Chopper behind the mound into center field. The second baseman out there to get it, but Gravert's going to have a leadoff single. That's the way you got to get it started. Right now, you just need base runners.
Absolutely.
That'll bring up Austin Luce.
He's going to run for himself.
Yep.
I don't disagree with that.
No, and I don't know who's left on the bench that can
Daniel.
Run. Daniel. Yep.
Well, Daniel. All of them can run. Eligible to run.
Yeah, for the catcher, that's right. Yep. Here's a pitch. This one's called strike one. Austin Luce at the plate. Austin tonight. He's 1-for-3. Gravert over at first. Albie trails by 7 here. Down to the last 3 outs. Here's a ground ball hit sharply to short. Here's a pitch over to the second baseman covering second base for the force out. Fielder's choice.
Yeah, fielder's choice for Luce. Gravert forced out 6-4. And that's just what Sheridan wants right there. They just want an out when they can get one here.
That was a hard hit ball right at the shortstop.
Gate Gravert forced out there at second. He'll have to bat again if we're going to probably win this game.
For sure. Osing will stand in. Right-handed batter. 0-for-3 tonight. He's had some good cuts. The curve ball, this one breaks quite a bit. Gets across there for a strike.
Nice pitch. Good take, though.
Yep.
Good take. Griffin Osing traveled to South Dakota over the weekend to a baseball showcase. Some universities were there watching the ball players try out.
There's a curveball fouled away.
Good experience for
for
a boy that might want to go on beyond getting that done. You know, getting yourself out there as a sophomore is a big thing. You know,
absolutely. This is the
heart
of the
year.
Time.
You know, yeah. Well, in your sophomore and junior years when you get recruited, there not many colleges looking at seniors because.
Nope.
They feel like they're either taken or they didn't have a good enough year as a junior or a sophomore to get noticed, you know. So they're looking for the kids when they get young to get them signed early.
Griffin's got the talent to play at the next level, no doubt about that. 1-2 pitch here. Change up. Griffin stays back, drives that one down the left field line to the fence, foul territory.
Yeah, it hit a long ways off. It hit off the handle, sounded to me like. You know, Griffin, he's a good athlete. I mean, I think he could probably go on and wrestle, too, if he wanted
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. Just a good all-around natural athlete.
Mandeville Blakesburg transplant.
Glad he's here. Here's a swing and a miss. Fooled him on that one.
Yeah. Looking for the curveball again, I think.
That'll bring up Austin Summers. Down to the final out here. Two-route rally. We'll take it. But the Blue Demons have got to have to bring all 9 straight batters to the plate. Or 7, anyway. Austin Summers. Here comes the pitch. This one down low. Ball one. Austin's had a couple of long hits, but hitting off of his front foot, he's able to stay back and hit the ball as far as anybody. Here's a called strike.
Good
1-1
pitch.
The count.
Austin stepping out there. Probably taking all the way until he got a strike, which is a good plan to have when you're down by 7 with 1 out to go.
Got to find a way to get some runners.
Yep.
1-1 pitch. Curve ball, swing, and fouled it off.
His back foot was dang near out of the batter's box when he finished his swing there. Didn't stay planted. Did that earlier, too.
Yep.
Lost a little distance on the swing or on the hit because of the...
Yeah, Austin got a lot of strength behind him. He just get that back foot in there.
Yeah, you need to roll up on that back toe and get the front leg back locked in and hit against that front solid front leg.
Here comes a pitch down low outside. 2-2 the count here. Two away. Down to their final strike. Final out here. The Blue Demons trail by 7. Mark Schroeder's been on the mound and went the distance here for the Chargers. Game one of our doubleheader tonight. Here's the curveball, and this time Austin gets underneath it, drives it out in the center field, and that will be the third out of the inning and the final out of the ball game. The Chargers, they get 15 runs on the Blue Demons. They'll take a 7-run win here in the game one of our doubleheader. We'll come back, wrap this first game up when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball. Don't go anywhere.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms that fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
The Chargers come in with a potent offense, and they demonstrate that here in the first game of our doubleheader. 15 runs across for the Chargers on 16 hits, and the Blue Demons able to get 8 runs up on the board on 10 hits, but not enough to overcome those 3 big innings, the 3 first innings for the Blue Demons, for the Chargers. The Chargers got 6 runs in the second, 4 in the third, 3 in the first, and that was the difference, that big second inning build. When you can bring your first three batters up to the plate nine times in the first 3 innings, and in all 3 of those 9 times, they not only get on base, but they score all 9 times. You are getting some offensive production out of your team, and the Chargers, they really came out. They made really good contact, and they put the pressure on the Blue Demons. Albie with a little bit of a comeback here. You take that into the next game with a little more confidence, and had you the Chargers just ran away with things here. But nonetheless, an impressive start for the Chargers in this doubleheader tonight.
Absolutely, and you talk about the first 3 guys got up. In the first 3 innings, they scored every time they were up. But that means 4, 5, 6, 7 are hitting the ball.
Yep.
So when them guys are getting on base, and the middle of your order and even the bottom of your order is hitting the ball and driving you in, you're got a complete offensive team going there. And the Blue Demons, they did scratch 5 runs in the third, you know, aided by a couple of errors.
Yep.
But, you know, some of Sheridan's runs were aided by some of our errors. So let's look for the Blue Demons. And we, you know, we only had 3 strikeouts at the plate.
And
that was by 3 different players. And so I think, you know, optimistically, we go out, we could flip the script here. We could score 13 runs in the first couple innings. You know, these are 2 very good ball teams. Well coached, and I'm sure we'll be in for an exciting second game here from the Monroe County Sports Complex. Come on out. Beautiful night for a game. Me and Jason Summers broadcasting live on KIIC, Thunder Country, Southern Iowa sports leader.
Billy, you think, the 50 years of baseball going to be celebrated Thursday night? You know, you look back on 50 years, this has been a good ride for a Blue Demon baseball. But this conference, you know, that these two teams play in, every year, highly competitive. But I'll tell you what, when you look at this year particularly, and you stay on Davis County, they are the top team in the state of Iowa.
And they're loaded with, you know, good pitching, and not only do they pitch, they hit, and you know, you start going down through the conference, and Eddieville Blakesburg has two really good pitchers, and they hit the ball. And Eddieville, it's not just Bambrook and Larkin.
No, it's
they got a kid that plays shortstop that's really good. They got I can't remember their names right now. They got a couple good outfielders. They're well coached. Then you go south from here, and you got Centerville, who's loaded with juniors and a couple sophomores, and they are solid. Them kids are solid. Yes. And Bill Huseman's been coaching since you played, and he's a very good coach. And they're there every year.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they might start out 0-10 or hardly ever, but they're always there at the end playing up to their potential. And we haven't even talked about Sheridan Albia yet.
Yeah.
You know?
And Sheridan's got a really good team, folks. I'm telling you, this is a very good team.
This conference has never been this stacked with talent. And, you know, and it's not just the talent of the kids. It's, you know, the coaches in this conference are very good coaches, too.
Yep, absolutely. But the this conference is going to provide lots of entertaining nights for us. It's going to provide some teams with some real chances to make some really big noise into tournament play. But we're going to come back here in just a few seconds to bring you some more of the South Central Conference action in our second game of our doubleheader. We're going to take a little extended timeout as they take a 30-minute break in between games. The second game to come in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, we're going to put you back some more of that great classic country music on your sports and country music leader in Southern Iowa, KIIC. 15-8, Sheridan gets the first game, second one to come here in just a few minutes. So stick around, folks. We'll see you after a quick timeout. You're listening to Blue Demon Baseball.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
If you're thinking you want a stranger, I'll soon be there. You're gonna see a change.